An after-school program built on classical music instruction is a vehicle for social change. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston visits Play On Philly as its young musicians prepare for a concert of new music celebrating Martin Luther King Jr., including a piece of their own.
Members of Orchestra 2001, a local leader in premiering new music, share the school stage with students in Play On Philly just a few days before the first of two concerts. The Play On Philly students in grades 4 through 8 are immersed in a rigorous music education program that now includes composing. Eighth grader and double bass player Nazaire worked on their first composition, Symphony in the Key of Unity. He's positive about spending 3 hours a day, 5 days a week on music.
Yes, it's better than like going home, do your homework, and watch TV. Actually, you're doing something, you know, productive.
The students come from neighborhoods where there's little access to music education. But the goal isn't necessarily to go to a conservatory. It's to instill lasting lessons in teamwork and tenacity after setbacks. Exposure to musical heavyweights is part of the program, and today, principal clarinet of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, Anthony McGill, has come to rehearse and talk.
I grew up in a community like they grew up in Chicago, and I started playing instruments when they started playing instruments. I want them to see that I am them, you know? I worked really hard, I went to school, I tried hard in school, and I ended up becoming a musician, but they can do this in their life with whatever they choose to do.
Curtis graduate Stamford Thompson founded Play On Philly in 2011, and since then it's doubled in size to about 220 students playing on.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.